Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Tes, Bava Basra 129. Today's Daf Yomi records a position of Reish Lakish about an exact formula that is needed to be used in order to transfer a property from one person to another. So we know that if a person wants to gift something to somebody else, he's obviously allowed to do it. However, there's a position in the Talmud that the only people who can inherit something are people who are in line for inherit. And if you say to somebody, you're inheriting, and they really are not in the line to inherit, then they're not able to inherit. So let's say a person says to somebody, I am giving you this gift, this land as a gift, he says to person A, and then he continues the statement and says to person B is getting this land as an inheritance. So Reish Lakish says, and there's a lot of debate about this amongst different sages of the Talmud, but Reish Lakish's position is that it will be valid, that both properties will be transferred to both individuals if the formula states a gift using a double expression of a gift, and if that's in between the other expressions. So first you start off by using the word inheritance, and then say the word gift twice, and then go to inheritance, in Reish Lakish's in mind that is a valid way of transferring both properties, because we assume that they are both within the category of a gift, and therefore both properties are properly transferred. However, today, at the end of the Daf Yomi on Kuf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Reish Lakish says that even if you do not use both expressions, gift, even if you don't say the word gift twice, you just say gift once, and then immediately follow with the formulation of the word inheritance, it could still be valid, according to Reish Lakish. The Gemara explains, if it's done b'toch kedei dibur, if it's done immediately, and the words toch kedei dibur means within the amount of speech. So if you do it right away, that is considered as though it's really one statement, and it's a statement of a gift to both people, and therefore both properties are transferred. What is the amount of time that is considered right away? So the Gemara in Makos, Vav Amud Aleph, says that it is in order to say a greeting to one's teacher. That is considered toch kedei dibur, the amount of time it takes to greet your teacher. And based upon the Gemara in Baba Kama, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, 73 in Baba Kama, there it states, how do you greet your teacher? You say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. So we see that is four words. Peace upon you, my teacher, my master. However, the Gemara in Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud in Shavuos, chapter 2, Halacha 3, states that it's just three words. The time it takes you to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And for halacha, most of the achronim follow what the Mishnah Berurah says, who says that it is the time it takes to recite three words. Why is it that if we give you this break, that you're allowed to assume that the two statements are connected if it's said toch kedei dibur? So here Tosfos on our Daf Yomi says something very interesting. The top Tosfos, Hilchasot the toch kedei dibur kedibur dami. Rabbeinu Tam says this whole idea of the power of toch kedei dibur, that if you say something within the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, that's considered like it's one statement, and it's not considered an interruption, it's not considered a separate statement, is because this was a takana of the sages. The sages made a reform because they were concerned that somebody would be engaged in a business deal, and they would see their teacher, their Rebbe, their rabbi, walking past them, and they would be afraid to interrupt their business deal because they would assume it would contradict everything that they were doing. So in order to encourage people to greet their rabbi, and really to greet anybody, they allowed this break to say a greeting for somebody. And so that, we see from here, this basically beautiful idea that a greeting even should override a business deal. That is the position of Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole concept is a takana of the Chachamim. There's another approach which is brought down in the Ramban, in Nachman, and he writes that because we know that when a person is reciting the Kriya Shema, the Shema itself, a person is allowed to interrupt their prayer to give a greeting to their teacher. That is based upon Brachos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So we see that in all places, this interruption in order to greet your teacher or that amount of time is not considered an interruption. And that's why the Ramban says we have this concept of toch kedei dibur not being considered an interruption. So according to Tosos, it is the takana of the sages, and according to the Ramban, it's not considered an interruption, and we see the basis for that from the Gemara in Brachos. Our Gemara here says that there are two areas in which we say that we do not extend this principle of toch kedei dibur. Those two areas are, according to our Gemara here, with respect to avodah zarah, if somebody gives something to an idol, to an idol or for idolatry, then we are so concerned about the harmful effects of idolatry that we do not apply this leniency of Tokeh de Dibur. And a second area is with respect to Kedushin, to betrothal of a woman. If a person betroths a woman and then immediately wants to recant, we don't allow it. We would say you'd have to divorce her. And the reason is because we're concerned that not everybody will understand that it's not a valid betrothal, and therefore there will be the concern that the offspring are considered to be bastards if the woman goes and marries with somebody else, and they won't understand that really that the betrothal was canceled. And so therefore we say that the betrothal is not canceled, and Tokeh de Dibur does not work under those circumstances. Also, even though our Gemara here does not state it, according to the Gemara in Nazir, we see that Tokeh de Dibur also does not apply to something that is consecrated to the temple. So if something is consecrated to the temple, we also do not apply this leniency. The poskim discuss, what about charity? If a person makes a vow to give something to charity and then immediately wants to change their mind, do we allow him to change his mind and the vow is not valid if it is done Tokeh de Dibur, or maybe it's like something that's consecrated to the temple and therefore you're not allowed to change your mind? So the opinion of the Vesheva Kohen is that also, but with respect to charity, once you say you're going to do something, even if you want to change your mind within Tokeh de Dibur, it's not considered valid. And so therefore the charity is something that fits within this category as well, that once you say a pledge and you make a vow to make a pledge, it cannot be reneged.